Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The White House is pushing Congress to immediately vote on its latest coronavirus relief stopgap measure. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has details.
In a letter, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin urged Congress to pass legislation allowing roughly $130 billion in unused funds from the now-expired Payment Protection Program to be redirected for broader use while negotiations continue on a comprehensive relief package. On Friday, the administration offered a $1.8 trillion proposal, which legislators in both parties criticized. In a letter of her own, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told her Democratic colleagues that the White House's proposal is insufficient when it comes to testing and treatment. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The CDC is reporting more than 53,000 new coronavirus infections in the U.S. in just the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of cases to nearly 7.7 million. More than 570 people have died in the same period. India is now the only other country with a caseload that tops 7 million, NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
India confirmed more than 74,000 new coronavirus cases on Sunday. That's the most in the world. But it's a decline from about a month ago when India had nearly 100,000 cases a day. The daily average for October has been around 70,000. Despite that dip, India is still on track to soon surpass the U.S. as the most infected country in the world. India has now crossed 7 million infections since the pandemic began, compared to about 7.7 million in the United States. But with more than four times as many people, India's per capita infection rate is much lower. After a strict initial lockdown, India has reopened most public places, and many schools are allowed to reopen next week. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.
Outside Paris overnight, a police precinct came under attack by a mob armed with metal bars and fireworks. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports officials say some 40 people tried to storm the station, but no officers were hurt.
The police posted a video showing a barrage of fireworks being shot in the direction of the police station in Champigny-sur-Marne, about 9 miles southeast of Paris. The mayor of Champigny-sur-Marne said the incident may have been provoked by a scooter accident being blamed on police. There have been increasing attacks on French police in recent years, as many blame them for unjustified violence against minorities and protesters like the Yellow Vests. The precinct in Champigny has been targeted two other times in the last 2 years. It's located in housing projects known for drug trafficking. Responding to the incident, Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin said it wouldn't sway police in their work against drug traffickers. He said no one is impressed by the actions of a few little hoodlums. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Police in Denver say the suspect in a fatal shooting during rival protests yesterday is a 30-year-old man who was working as a private security guard for a local TV station. But they're still investigating exactly what happened. So far, police say a participant at a so-called Patriot rally sprayed mace at another man who then pulled out a gun and fired. Police say they have surveillance footage of the incident. The National Football League has postponed tomorrow's game between the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos because of another coronavirus case. NPR's Joel Rose reports it's being put off indefinitely.
The NFL game between the Patriots and the Broncos was originally scheduled for Sunday in Massachusetts. It had already been moved once to Monday night. Now the NFL says it's been postponed again. The latest postponement comes after the Patriots closed their practice facility because a player tested positive for coronavirus. It's the team's third shutdown in less than 2 weeks. The Tennessee Titans also closed their practice facility after a staff member tested positive, jeopardizing the team's game on Tuesday night against the Buffalo Bills in Nashville. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Several areas of the country are experiencing unusually severe weather. The remains of Delta are expected to produce flash floods across the southern Appalachians. Temperatures across the Great Plains will be well above average. Fire danger warnings are posted from Nebraska to Texas, where temperatures could top 100 degrees. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.